Watt Blitz tips. These are my tips for the video game World of Tanks Blitz. The game is mostly like the PC or the console version of World of Tanks. Obviously, there's a couple differences. The maps are smaller and the aiming system is different. The gameplay is very quick, so you got to do as much damage as possible in the shortest amount of time possible. Try to find a location on the map where you can fire and hide to reload. I got to be honest, I don't remember the names of all the maps, but there's some maps, if you watch my replays, where you can fire and then hide behind something while you're reloading and then go out and fire again. And there's some maps where you can't do that. Allies tend to be close together, so chances are your allies are going to be surrounding you. If you have a hiding spot, the enemy will focus on your allies while you reload. So your hiding spot might be behind a rock, it might be behind some bushes, and while you're reloading, the enemy is going to be focusing on your allies. So remember that because you can pop out, fire, and then hide again, and hopefully they'll stay focused on your allies because obviously there's a lot of players that are not very good and they kind of stay out in the open a little bit too much. Usually, if you spot the enemy quickly but hide in a bush, you can earn spotting damage. I've played some maps where I just went out and spotted for my team. And my allies were staying more in the back and they were doing all the damage. I was doing all the spotting. There's a few popular bushes in the game. If you blind fire into the bushes, you're likely to hit a target. So because there's only a few bushes that are popular, everybody goes and hides in the same bushes. So you don't have to spot them, just fire into those bushes and you're probably going to hit something. Having a fast tank is essential because the gameplay is very quick. If you want to maximize damage or spotting, make one vehicle its maximum potential. So what you do is you take one vehicle and make sure you got the best gun, the best penetration, the best spotting, etc. And you play that vehicle and you will earn the maximum amount of damage compared to all your vehicles. You don't want every vehicle to be kind of a jack of all trades. You want one that's better than all the rest. To play a branch in the tech tree that has multiple branches at higher tiers, it gives you more options for future gameplay. So you've got some nations like the United States, which has a lot of different branches. You want to play the ones that branch out into multiple branches because you're going to get bored. And you're going to say, well, I got to start over again at tier one. But if you found one that branched off at four into two different branches, you only have to start off at tier four. So look for those, and it's going to be a little bit easier to make it through to the higher tiers. Strong frontal armor is always a huge advantage to survival in the game. If you want to survive, you need the strongest frontal armor you can get. Learn to angle your tank. In general, point your gun on the inside track in order to get a good angle. So let's say this photo of me was my tank. You don't want to point the gun on the corner of the tank. You want to point it on the inside of the track or over the hull. The more you're near like the inside track, the better the angle you're going to get, which means it's more likely to bounce the enemy rounds. Most of the advice from PC and console versions will work with Blitz. The lower tiers are less competitive, however, the higher tiers are more difficult. I have a 72% win rate, and when I got to the higher tiers, it was definitely noticeably more difficult. Don't worry about boosters, containers, loot boxes, or other rewards. You're gonna earn them. Don't be worried too much about buying them or stressed out if you don't have any. As the time goes by, you're going to earn more and more and more, and you'll get some for free. If you log in every day, you're going to get tons of boosters and loot boxes. You can only sell a limited number of vehicles per day. If you're unable to sell a vehicle, you may have to wait until another day. Watt is available on devices such as cell phones, tablets, and the PC. In general, while you're reloading, if you have a long reload, you want to spend half the time reversing, and then when you're halfway reloaded, you spend the half the time getting it back into the firing position. And then what happens is, as you arrive into the firing position, it's the exact moment when you reload and you're ready to fire. So you've been, it's just a good way of measuring. Sometimes if you upgrade your gun, your new penetration for regular rounds will be higher than the premium rounds from the stock gun. So in general, when you upgrade your gun, you've got regular rounds, the high penetration rounds, which they call premium or gold rounds. In general, when you upgrade the gun, the regular rounds are better than the premium rounds from the original gun. It's not always true. So instead of paying for gold rounds with a stock gun, you want to upgrade that gun, even if you got to pay for it, and then just fire regular rounds. It'll be cheaper in the long run to get a better gun with higher penetration. Pay attention to special events on holidays and weekends where you get additional bonuses because they'll help you advance through the game faster. For example, in World of Tanks, they have a 2x victory bonus, and on some holidays, they do 5x victory bonus. And people play only on those days, and they advance through a lot more quickly. Try to hit enemy vehicles on the side or rear, and don't let the enemy hit your side or rear. It's best to hit the enemy on armor that is closest to the ground. The closer the armor is to the ground or to the rear, the weaker it is. So try to hit the enemy close to the ground or on the rear. So if you're looking at the side, aim for the armor near the rear, which is where the rear engine is, because it's going to be weaker than the armor at the front. Try to protect the hull of your vehicle using rocks, terrain, and other obstacles. And if a vehicle is moving, you should aim in front of the vehicle. However, when you are moving, there's no adjustment for aiming to compensate for the fact that your vehicle is moving. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. According to the law of physics, if you move and you throw something and you keep on moving, it doesn't go in the trajectory that would be the same as if you were not moving. In the game, it defies the laws of physics. It's just when you fire, if you're moving and you fire or you're stationary and you fire, the projectile takes the same trajectory, which is not true in reality with a real tank or anything that you throw. Okay, these are my Watt Blitz tips. If you want more tips or reviews, go to cheapbooks.cc and look for the World of Tanks channel in the forums.